the walking pneumonia.
Heroin!
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Burn it down!
This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally, The Rock has come back home.
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not done with that, Philly's got two words for ya.
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn deniable.
And everything in between.
Superkick Hotel!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my
Welcome everyone to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. It's Scotty Villa. It's UK Tom.
I see him.
Fan favorite on the pod.
Monday
He's
night.
Back.
Mike. Here
rating,
we go.
Rating just went up at least 20 downloads now that I'm back.
That's true. That's true. The fan favorite himself, Monday Night Mike, is back. The whole game is here. The crew is here. Talk a little bit of pro wrestling. I will say energy levels are probably at about a strong 65% right now.
You Way to go, Tom. Way to fucking go.
Tom's bringing us down. But you know, hey, that's all right. Hey, he's here. He's family. You know, that's what counts, right? He's here. I can't say he missed the show this week. Can
he powered through?
We don't miss the show.
I do. And we clearly know what happens to our numbers when we do. We're not even getting Toyota. We're getting the walking pneumonia.
Sounds like the missing member of Demolition.
Oh, fellas, it's great to have everyone back. It's great to be back with you here on the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. Thanks for checking us out. Hit us up on all the socials. We appreciate it at In My House Pod. We got a busy one today. Next week is the Survivor Series, but we're not quite there yet. Next week, those are our last picks. And after that, the calculations will be done on who is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast Booker of the Year.
I get double points for everyone I get right. It's
not true at all. It's not true at all. You didn't even show up last week. You're losing points off this.
We went through this in the chat. The show lost points. Your Joe Hendry to win the Cena tournament also lost you 30 points.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was guessing with my heart. All right. I just wanted to have some fun before I die, Mike. That's all I want to do.
And remember the first time you ever picked with your heart? Destroyed. Destroyed
I'm not here to
seconds
talk about
after.
The past. I'm not here to talk about the past. That hurt real fucking bad, though. Going on in the wrestling world right now, it's the biggest thing is the Cena tournament. The last time is now Cena tournament that's happening on Monday Night Raw and SmackDown that has NXT and people that don't even work there involved. I want to go back to SmackDown, fellas, where we got our first surprise. We had a match scheduled between Los Angeles Knight and a secret opponent. Woo, woo, woo.
Woo, woo, woo.
Woo, woo, woo. You know it.
All right.
Don't tell me you're going to bring your frosted tips back, Cole. I just might. Woo, woo, woo.
From Long Island, New York, weighing in at 230 pounds, Zack Ryder!
You know it. Ooh.
We didn't know it.
We did not know it. No,
I didn't see that coming.
Didn't expect to see Zack Ryder come back in this tournament. We'll get to the other surprise a little bit later, but I feel like, and we're not the only ones, I feel like everybody had the bar set probably way too high for what we got for just the surprise entrance into this tournament. But we got Zack Ryder versus LA Knight on SmackDown last week. First impressions, we get the woo woo woo. We get Zack Ryder, not Matt Cardona, not the Deathmatch King, not the Indie God, not the Complete. We got Long Island IZ Zack Ryder. First thoughts when you see and hear that Zack Ryder's making an appearance on SmackDown.
I was surprised, especially because he's gone on record to say that Zack Ryder's dead. Like, if he's coming back, he's Matt Cardona. But
I kind of agree. It seemed like the Fed cheap pop material for a surprise, right? Like that music. I mean, at this point, though, I think that wrestling fans in the WWE universe even are smart enough to know that's Matt Cardona now.
Yeah,
I think they also could have. They probably could have hit Cardona's music, and people would have known who it was
for sure. I think commentary did a good job, though, of like explaining like the run he's had outside of WWE.
Yeah, Corey Graves nailed that.
Yeah, I thought that was really good.
They talked about death matches, so that made me happy.
The crazy thing is, last month he was literally on NXT as Matt Cardona. Like, they did it. He was on their programming as Matt Cardona, but when you go up onto the Big Show, onto the main roster, who had those feuds and that connection with John Cena? It wasn't Matt Cardona. It was Zack Ryder. So they've got all the designs and the gear. He signed a merchandise deal, so there's 3 t-shirts up the second his music hits on WWE Shop. It looks like they're in the top sellers as well right now for WWEShop.com. But I would have liked to have seen Matt Cardona, but Mike, you and I saw Zack Ryder win the Intercontinental Championship at WrestleMania 32.
That's right. We sure did. The biggest moment of Zack Ryder's career. Until now, being a part of John Cena's farewell tournament. Well,
I don't know about that, but
I do.
Wasn't it the night after WrestleMania 32? That's a pretty big night when he lost the Intercontinental Championship.
My favorite moment of being there live, Zack Ryder holding the title, Scott turning over to me. Too bad he's going to fucking drop it tomorrow night on Raw. Yeah. That he did.
That he did. It was a good match. I enjoyed the match.
Yeah, good for Los Angeles Knight. He didn't watch a win.
You didn't even watch the match. Was it part of your 90-second reel there, buddy?
It was.
It was a good match. I was trying to figure out why, but because they're both very similar in build and style, and they're both WWE superstars, if that makes sense.
It does.
So it worked well. I enjoyed the match. It was a good little match. The shitty part is he lost.
Of course he did. Zack Ryder never won a fucking thing.
Well, WrestleMania 32 aside.
Yeah, I mean,
he didn't pin anybody.
He climbed the ladder. That's all you have to do in those matches. That's winning.
Yeah.
Anyone else could have climbed it, Tom.
Fucking Stardust didn't climb it. Stardust didn't climb it, and I love Stardust.
Stardust took a hell of a suplex.
He sure did. He sure did. I wasn't loving the fact that they brought him back as a surprise to have him lose, but I got it. I definitely got it. Like it's lower to mid card Zack Ryder is what we got, right? Like, we're not getting a main eventer Zack Ryder. He's not signed with the company right now. He is a free agent on the indies. So it was a fun moment. Loved it. I enjoyed the pop. The pop could have been bigger. Albany fucking sucked last week on SmackDown. Get your shit together, fans. You're fucking terrible. Go have fun. Just go have fucking fun. But it was a cool moment. But then it got us thinking, guys, who's the surprise opponent for Solo Sikoa on Monday Night Raw.
Oh my God, was it Joe Hendry?
We all thought it was going to be Joe Hendry. We all did.
You thought we it all was did.
I'm just gonna, speak I'm just, for the fucking pod.
I am. I'm going to speak for the pod. All three of us.
Don't have the energy to flame you right now.
Say his this name and he appears.
So unfortunate that Tom has walking pneumonia. I hate this.
Go ahead. You don't have talking pneumonia, so let's go.
I'm going to fucking wallop you so fucking hard on Thursday.
I just named the episode.
We get to Monday Night Raw. Before we get to the surprise, this is John Cena's last Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
On his the week before in Boston, he wins the Intercontinental Championship from Dominic Mysterio. So this is the last one. He's now the Intercontinental Champion. He's kind of teasing that he's going to have a big match on Monday Night Raw on his last Raw. We get John Cena coming out. Dominic Mysterio interrupts him. And then Judgment Day comes out, puts the boots to him. Out comes Sheamus and Rey Mysterio to save the day. And we get a 6-man tag team match. John Cena's last match ever on Monday Night Raw is a 6-man tag team match with Sheamus and Rey Mysterio.
And doing what most WWE superstars do, beat the Judgment Day.
Yes. I'm not a Super Cena fan, but we do have one big, very big Cena fan in the group.
Yes.
He's got walking pneumonia right now. I think that was kind of like a, meh, that could have been a dark match.
I couldn't give a fuck if John Cena's last match on Raw is a 6-man tag. Kenta Kobashi, the one of the best of all time, his last match of his career was a 6-man tag. Who cares?
But wasn't he like in bad physical condition?
Scott, you no. bitch.
Wasn't I'm pretty sure he wasn't like, you know, running the ropes real great and everything like that.
He's a 6-man tag. Is?
Of course he is. He's got another singles match. He's got two more matches coming up, but his last one on Raw is a 6-man.
Who cares?
Come on now.
It was a fun match.
Lame duck that was.
You're a lame duck, you prick.
There Which one go. Of us has pneumonia right now? Everyone who has pneumonia, stand up.
I can't.
I will say this, and I believe I might have said it to you guys already, but three of John Cena's last appearances are all involving Dominic Mysterio.
Good.
Hell of a rub for Dominic Mysterio. If there's ever a discussion of like who's the future, that is the biggest circle around it. It is Dominic Mysterio. He is the WWE's undisputed future right now. If he's getting three matches with John Cena in his last, what, four appearances or five appearances on WWE TV in this last run, unbelievable rub for Dom Dom.
I mean, he's been building up to be a superstar for the last year now. Where have you been?
I've been here. I'm just pointing out like, hey, this is a pretty impressive thing for a very young wrestler right now.
It's 2026 is Mr. Money in the Bank.
Yeah. That, and I mean, it has to be at this point for the build you're getting. What a rub.
Right?
You're going to win your strap back.
He's winning it back at Survivor Series, right?
100%. You have to.
Or
are they putting the Intercontinental title on Gunther?
We'll get to that in a few minutes. I know you got pneumonia, but let's follow the steps here, buddy. Okay. It's one step at a time. All right. We're going to get. You've been sick and you've been quiet in the group chat and we miss you. So our way to say
I love you is to say fuck you and you're walking pneumonia. Exactly. Quit being a little bitch.
I will remind you, you will be in arm's reach of me within 48 hours.
I'm going to sit beside Aaron and then you can sit on the other side and then I'll just.
Hey, if all you'd have to do is get up.
We'll see if our very own UK Tom can even walk into the venue. This walking pneumonia.
Yeah.
I might have to borrow somebody's wheelchair.
Good luck.
I'm good. I'd rather run a fucking marathon.
Okay. All right.
That takes us to Solo Sikoa versus his surprise opponent coming up. And spoiler alert, if you haven't seen, unfortunately for all the masses out there, it is not Joe Hendry. So Joe Hendry is not on Monday Night Raw or in the John Cena tournament, which is fine. Joe Hendry doesn't need that rub. He's already surpassing what George Boy can kill do.
just
go get a Robitussin, buddy. You're okay. Yeah. We're killing Tom.
Yeah, I thought we'd RIP UK Tom is the name.
Oh, fuck. The music hits. Madison Square Garden pops huge.
No way! Zygman! Yes!
You having flashbacks, Wade?
Oh my God! What a blast from the past!
From Hollywood, Florida, weighing in at 213 pounds, Tom Ziggler!
For the Zigman himself, Dolph Ziggler. And I don't think anybody had Ziggler on their radar to come back into this tournament.
No,
I didn't see any chatter. I didn't see any tweets. I didn't see any like wild predictions and nothing.
That was the one thing I really liked, because both of these surprises were surprising.
Agreed. Love that. I loved it. It was great. And he looks awesome. He's still rocking it in TNA. He even gave, you heard him here, give TNA a shout out as he was doing his entrance. I just come back, dude. Come back.
Why?
Yeah,
I think the Raw brand could use that kind of help.
But he would just be Finn Balor in different pants with blonde hair.
Company's got enough fucking losers.
And we already have a Drew McIntyre jobbing for the main event.
Exactly.
Don't forget Los Angeles Night.
Yeah.
that's easily done.
I don't, when I saw a Dolphin in a WWE ring again, it felt good. It felt normal. I always wanted Dolph to get the run that I think he earned in the WWE, because WWE, I don't think, did him right at all. I think he could have been a much bigger star if handled a certain different way, but it was what it was. He's doing a great job in TNA. He's been the world champion there a couple times, I think. And he is one of the reasons why I do pay attention a lot more to TNA, but great match with Solo Sikoa on Monday Night Raw. That was so much fun. Those guys were going out there to steal the show.
We got to talk about, well, you have, because I'm running out of breath, but we got to talk about the turnbuckle bump. That was fucking insane.
That buckle bump that Dolph Ziggler took was, the hardest one I've ever seen.
The old BB. Yeah.
That's right. I don't think I've seen a harder one. I really don't. And that's even going back to the Bret Hart days where this ring was much stiffer and just even more punishing from what I've been seen in documentaries and whatnot. But that buckle bump was violent. That's a clip that I send around to people that kind of bust my balls about being a wrestling fan. I'm like, see, this is fucking rad. Like, this is violent. This is what I'm seeing and watching. That had to hurt so bad. I don't know how he took it and survived.
I don't think I've ever heard one as loud as that either.
His selling is second to none.
Yeah.
This is no shocker to anyone.
The match with Solo was good. The shine, I think, for me was taken away because between naps over the weekend, I watched three wrestling shows and Nick Nemeth, Dolph Ziggler was on all of them. So I'd seen him quite a bit this weekend, but I didn't take away from the pop when the old Dolph Ziggler music hit, for sure.
Hell of a pop. Madison Square Garden did what Albany should have done. So, and that was the highlight.
Fuck
of
you, Albany.
Fucking Albany. Albany is the Santos Escobar of the Yamaha town.
Albany can't take a Cody Cutter.
Add another name to the list of we'll never do the In My House pod. And that was a get. Like that was yeah. So we really just dropped the ball on that one. Fox Santos, just take a good Cody Cutter and
just end this.
Your stock will be right back where it needs to be.
Remember when he got it was rumored that he got let go or his contract was up and then he got re-signed and still hasn't come back to WWE TV? That's awesome, right?
Well, they're working him in the PC to make sure he's taking that Cody Cutter. They listen. I mean, the top brass at WWE, they're just we got to get Santos Escobar down to the PC and get him working on Cody Cutters.
He's getting killed out there on the internet.
He's going to come back in the Rumble, and the only spot he'll have is the Cody Cutter happening.
Saudi Arabia is going to pop huge if he takes that Cody Cutter properly. It'll be a moment to remember forever.
Yeah, they'll burn the place down. the perfect moment in the night.
So Dolph Ziggler loses.
Right. Lost the match. I mean, Solo could use the wins.
So I think just for the fun of this tournament, you should have had one of your surprises winning. Just one. And then they can go out in the next round with whatever it may be. But you could have given either Zack Ryder or Dolph Ziggler at least a win to be like, oh, I got to see if this person goes on. Now it's just back to WWE guys. There's probably at least three guys that we know aren't winning this tournament. So now it's becoming much more predictable. And that kind of sucks.
It was always predictable.
Well, it couldn't have been because there were surprises. Like we didn't
Gunther
know who
was in it.
Yeah, I think we've spoken about this for weeks now.
I think he could have done a surprise. I don't think it was.
I mean, this is coming from the guy who picked Joe Hendry. So
we'll go back. I'll fucking find it. Scott, edit this in. Go back because I said Joe Hendry, but my most realistic pick was Gunther. I said that on the show like 2 weeks ago.
Listen, I applaud you even picking Joe Hendry.
Yeah, I was having fun.
I do.
I had so much fun with that pick.
But I mean,
I really wanted to be right too.
It's going to be weird now because what's left for SmackDown matches? Finn and Penta?
Yes.
And then Carmelo Hayes and Bronson Reed.
That's right.
So that will be what? We assume Finn's a fucking loser. So that's an easy pick there.
Penta and Carmelo.
Yeah?
The fucking twink will come in and get Bronson Reed disqualified. Or there'll be a big brawl with the War Games people and Carmelo will win.
Respectfully, which twink are you discussing?
The one with a stupid neck tattoo.
Respectfully, all four male champions have neck tattoos.
Only one of them has a stupid neck tattoo.
Respectfully.
Respectfully, go fuck yourself.
I thought it was just shaping up to be like the most uniquely WWE booked finals with like who they have in it.
So in the end, on one side,
what they look like, right?
Good thing.
If you look at the guys they have, it's what, Rusev versus Sheamus in the quarterfinals.
Have they announced the quarters?
I mean, I have info here. So Rusev versus Sheamus, Jay versus LA Knight, Solo versus Gunther.
Jay versus LA Knight. Ugh.
I mean, yuck, right?
Interesting. It's who versus Gunther?
Solo.
Solo. That'll be interesting.
I was kind of mad with the match with Gunther and Javon Evans last night. I felt like they went to commercial at bad times, so we missed the initial chops that Gunther gave Javon Evans at Scream Went Black. We saw more chops later on, but everyone's waiting for Gunther to finally drop that first chop on a guy that's much smaller than him, and we missed that. And the MSG crowd first half was just not entertained by it at all. So they're chanting Y2J and green shirt guy. And shit drives me nuts, but it's New York City. They're going to do whatever they want kind of thing to entertain themselves if they're not entertained, but
they're allowed.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the garden, right?
Yeah. It's annoying. Doesn't make for good TV. Doesn't do anything for the guys, but they got them back. I will say Gunther and Javon Evans got them back. We got the Gunther win. As soon as that happens, there's your winner for the tournament, which is a bit of a bummer. We just know that that's what's going to be. I don't think there's anybody that's beaten Gunther in this tournament.
Hey, maybe they'll have Jey Uso beat him again. It got such a good reaction the first time they did it.
What a fucking disaster.
Oh, fuck. I don't know. I don't know. Do they get LA Knight to go all the way through? He could use that kind of momentum.
Nah, guy's another fucking loser. So, absolutely not. That's the weird part, right? Like, are you gonna have it be Gunther, where we're gonna assume Cena is losing, right? Anyone on this could probably use the big win against John.
I think John beats anybody in the finals unless they're Gunther. John could easily win his last match. I don't think he should, but
yeah, because he's gonna lose to Dom. Like, we're all decided Dom is getting his title back.
Has to. Yeah. So yeah, it's just not as fun as for me right now. There's no surprises left in there. You've got
Rusev still got a chance. Don't worry, Rusev's coming out on the tank. We're back, baby.
Dude, I would love that if that's how it went off on Saturday Night Main Event. Love that.
Yeah, I know.
Wild. Yeah, there's your tournament. There's your update for all you Cena fanatics out there, the whole C Nation, wherever the fuck you are. This can't be over soon enough, so I can't wait till like December 19th or 20th, whenever this is all done. Bye, John. But Monday Night Raw did end with a bang. So the men's War Games matches is heating up right now. You've got the Bronze, you've got Logan Paul, and you've got Drew McIntyre, then you've got CM Punk, Cody Rhodes, and the Usos. 4-on-4 right now. Paul Heyman comes in halfway through Raw and says, "You're not going to like who my fifth member is." And both general managers from Raw and SmackDown look at the affidavit and they go, "Oh, no." And then we wait and wait and wait till the end of the show when there's a big schmoz between the two teams. And then this hits.
The bodies are falling now.
CM Punk is sitting.
No. No, this can't be.
Brock Lesnar coming back. Looks like he is the fifth member of the heel team for War Games. Fellas, Brock Lesnar inside of the War Games cage. If I had to put money down on it, this would make me buy a ticket or buy a pay-per-view. That's fucking awesome.
It is awesome, but we do know exactly what he's going to do. He will be the fifth member in. He'll hit five F5s and pin somebody.
Yeah, I think that's correct. I think that's the way to book that. So he does as little as humanly possible.
Yeah. I'm going to be so mad at that. And I think that's exactly
what
gonna
is going to happen.
I'm going to be so mad because my hype level is very high right now. I know it's my own fault. I don't want that. I want to see Brock
I don't
Lesnar
either.
Wreak havoc in that War Games cage.
Well, he's going to. He's going to come out. He's going to put everyone down. Maybe his own team included.
That's what I want to get to, Mike. So last night, Mike, you said the heels have to win this match.
Yes, I do think the heel team
agree.
Has to win here.
I do agree, unless because at some point these members inside the cage are going to have to communicate. At some point, Drew McIntyre is going to say, "Brock, I want you to do this or do this with me," kind of thing, right? And it's going to might backfire.
No, he's not. Because Brock's going to hit five F5s and pin everybody.
I think I would love to see if there was some sort of disagreement, Brock getting pissed off and destroys everybody. I want Brock Lesnar to go full Thanos mode and just take everybody out.
I think that's good for it too, but you have to look at the sides in this match, right? Like, this is building your next how many months of programming. Like, they line it up for a reason, right? Like, Punk is going to go against Logan Paul. That is going to happen. Like, this is all things that are going to happen. At this point, that could happen at Rumble.
I was going to say, Punk and Logan, I think, will be at the Rumble.
I think so, too. I would like to see this match be the seed plant of the catalyst of what we're going to see at WrestleMania. Out of everybody that's kind of involved and is in that really big main event spot, the only one that's in that cage that Brock hasn't had like a WrestleMania match against is the guy that eliminated him at the Royal Rumble in 2020 is Drew McIntyre. I know they fought at They fought at WrestleMania, right?
He took the title from him at WrestleMania.
Yes. No one remembers that. No one gives a shit about that. Give me Brock versus Drew at WrestleMania in front of a massive crowd in Las Vegas. I'm in.
No. Drew's been jobbed out too much. I think it's going to be Brock and Breaker at WrestleMania.
I see, but this is also good if he destroys everyone.
Exactly.
Like if Brock goes the route of like, I'm going to clean house, that's your moment to have with Braun right there. Him looking at Brock and being like, okay, you're going to try to take me out. Let's fucking do this. The problem is, guys, they hit you with the executive producer credit on Monday Night Raw, which starting it's to not like. Every once in a while, maybe save it for once a year kind of thing. But Roman coming back.
And he has a... No one. The OTC! Roman Reigns!
Your stare down and those shots are going to be Roman and Brock. They see it as the biggest money match. For the average fan, that looks best on a poster. I'll tell you, it's not Braun Breaker versus Brock Lesnar. It's not. I don't think Braun Breaker's there. He should be. With the amount of love they have tried to give him, he should be.
I think give him another 2 years and he's there. But right now, absolutely not. No. Brock will destroy him and should destroy him.
And for Mania, it sickens me now that however long ago people hated the idea that was Roman Brock again, but this is loved. This is just okay now. I was like, yeah, good idea. You're like, is it? You hated this before.
But their last installment of the match was the best one. So that's what they're remembering.
Mike, we know it was Dynamite.
It was amazing.
It was absolutely electrifying.
It was awesome. I don't think we're going to get another tractor situation, but we could maybe a crane.
It just feels to me like they're really leading up for Roman needs something, right? If it's not a title, it's got to be Brock.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Okay, then where do you see Roman Reigns in WrestleMania?
I think Seth will be back in time for
fuck Seth. Roman and Gunther.
I think we get Gunther and Brock at Mania. It's the match you all wanted and didn't get.
I do want that. I like that a lot.
If Gunther goes on, he's going to have retired Goldberg and John Cena in the same year. You think he's not going to go after a 58-year-old Brock? He should. Or 48-year-old Brock?
I was going to say, what the fuck? Will we getting it in Mania in 12 years?
I'd like to see it.
I'd very much like to see it.
I guess we'll see how the match shapes out, right? Because I do love the idea of Brock cleaning house.
Yeah.
Both sides. It's brilliant.
I'd like to see Bronson Reed take an F5.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm good with that too.
I'd like to see Paul Heyman take an F5 again.
If Brock turns though, is Paul going back to being just Brock's guy?
I'd love to see that happen too.
I think that comes with it.
It has to happen. It has to come with it. They do have a handshake agreement when Brock beat Cena at WrestlePalooza. We saw that in Heyman saying
the great Palooza rears its head again.
Heyman saying, let's go talk. So I imagine that led up to this. And I think there's more there, but
I think you're right, but the only thing then is you lose the talent of Heyman on Raw every week.
Yeah, and you kill the Vision.
Well, the Vision's dead anyway.
Yeah, it's not having at least Paul Heyman beside Braun Breaker and Bronson Reed is a good thing.
I'm hoping the Vision keeps rolling with Logan Paul.
Or do they leave Heyman with Logan Paul? I don't think he needs him, but...
No, but it would get Paul heat that he probably needs. Paul? Everyone loves Paul. They sing along with him when he talks. So
I think the benefit is way better for Paul to be with Brock, you know, to show up to work as much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Brock doesn't talk. Everyone else can talk. Like Bron Breakker can kind of talk. Bronson Reed, I think, can talk. Logan Paul can definitely talk.
Yeah.
Drew McIntyre can definitely talk. Roman can talk. Brock and Paul and Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman are the perfect fit. But guys, let us know what you thought of Raw and all the War Game scenarios. We're going to be making our picks next week leading up to the Survivor Series. Tom, we're going to go watch some local wrestling here this week, aren't we, fella?
I'm planning to, but I already got
wheelchair.
CWE is back in the Queen City tomorrow when you're listening to this. Thursday at the Gathering Place. So come gather with us to watch pro wrestling. Yes, I know I make that joke every time. I will continue to do so. It's looking like a fun card. We got Austin Aries versus Michael Allen, Richard Clark.
Nice.
That'll be very, very good. And it's looking like good fun, and it's always good to see the CWE regulars and the both wrestlers and fans. So come say hi if you see us.
Absolutely.
Maybe keep your distance from Tom.
Don't expect much energy out of me, though.
Yeah, Monday Night Mike's going to have to carry the energy.
But... yeah, you want to get told to fuck off, and yeah, by all means, come to the fan favorite. You know, people must be just gluttons for punishment.
Well, at least they're getting this punishment for free.
Yeah, any listener who has come up to me in person has gotten the fuck you. Thanks for listening.
I was going to bring back my chop challenge for CWE. But I don't think that's a good idea. Yeah,
they'll chop the pneumonia right out of you.
Exactly.
I don't think it's a good idea right now. So next time they're here.
Nice, nice. CWE coming through our city. They've got more dates after us as well. So make sure you hit up their socials, Canadian Wrestling Elite, CWE, and definitely go buy some tickets and support them when they're coming to your area, because it is a fantastic show. And they tour quite a bit, and it's so much fun. Guys, this is a fun one. Everyone good?
I mean, I'm feeling great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tom?
I'm alive.
When's the last time you had a Pepsi? Maybe that's the issue.
I had one today, I think.
Attaboy. Next week when we come back, we'll be doing our Survivor Series picks, but I also think that there's been a request for Papa UK's guessing game.
We got to get one right before the year ends.
Before the end of the year, we've got to get one right. I like that challenge a lot.
It's been ugly out there.
That'll be back next week.
There we go. All right, fellas, let's wrap it up here. For all of you out there listening, give us a follow on the socials at In My House Pod on YouTube, wherever you find your podcast. That's where we're at. Give us a follow, like, subscribe, share, download, and rating, all that good fun stuff. The more you do that, the more cool shit we can do. And we've got a lot of plans for some lot of cool shit. We just can't do it quite yet because we just haven't gotten what we needed yet. So keep banging that stuff out for us. We appreciate everything you guys do. We're going to be back next week talking the Survivor Series for UK Tom, Monday Night Mike. I am Scotty Villa. This has been the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house.
My house.
Yowie wowie.
Dick cream.